Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Why are so many people sailing at half mast these days? And worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long, they don't remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? Too many individuals suffer from a condition. It's a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. And unfortunately, for too many of them, they don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. There's a battle that's being waged at this very moment to take away our freedom when it comes to natural health products. Our governments, through constant pressure from the multi-billion dollar drug companies, are trying to legislate what kind of vitamins that we can consume, even though natural health products have a sterling safety record, and one, by the way, that is even safer than most foods. Now, this obviously can't be said for the drugs that are being prescribed in record numbers each year. Something is very wrong when a regulatory agency or agencies pretend that vitamins are dangerous, yet ignore published statistics showing that conventional medicine is the real hazard. When we talk about things like conventional medicine, we have to talk about, obviously, medical therapies. And when we talk about medical therapies, we've got to talk about a disease that is now at epidemic proportions. I'm talking about cancer. Cancer may presently be the second leading cause of death in North America. However, if the trend doesn't change soon, cancer is expected to infect 50% of the population within the next 10 to 20 years. In the United States alone, there's nearly 600,000 people that succumb to this disease every single year. And in Canada, it's nearly 3,000 people that are diagnosed with cancer every single week. Needless to say, cancer is really one of the most feared of all of the diseases. Now, although these statistics are staggering for most people, there's a lot you can do to reduce your risk of developing the disease. The key is simply having the right information and applying it. Now, perhaps more than any other, cancer is a disease of the cells, and more specifically, it's really a disease that results from a problem with our metabolism right at the cellular level. The normal life cycle of a healthy cell involves a very controlled process. However, a cancer cell is really a cell that no longer functions within those normal controls, and due to that fact, it undergoes unrestricted cellular growth. Cancer has really one goal and one goal alone. It's to survive at all costs and especially at the expense of the host. Today on Transforming Health, what if the medical establishment didn't want you to know about promising alternative therapies for cancer? What if we've known about these therapies all along, but they and the professionals who promote them have been silenced and even ridiculed by the very agencies that are put in place to protect us? Worse yet, what if the standard conventional treatments for cancer, such as chemotherapy and radiation, the very treatments that we trust our cancer specialists, our oncologists with, are causing us more harm than good? You're about to hear a lot of disturbing and eye-opening information about cancer and the way it's treated today, and much of which I expect to be extremely controversial for most of you. So we're going to get started right away, and this is really a round table discussion on cancer and alternative therapies that hold the greatest promise in the war against cancer. Joining me are three people who have a lot to say in this realm. We have Gary Mattson with us. He's the Senior Consultant and Director of Practitioner Services for AMARC Enterprises, and AMARC is the worldwide distributor of an incredible product that was actually written up in Suzanne Summers' book, which is called PolyMVA. We also have Al Sanchez Jr. with us. He's a former college instructor, entrepreneur, and current CEO of AMARC Enterprises, and also the executive director for the Foundation of Advancement in Cancer Research. And finally, we have a fellow who's been on the show before, an incredible guest. A lot of people have asked him to come back, and here he is again. His name is Ty Bollinger. He's a cancer researcher, he's a freedom activist, and he's the author of an incredible book called Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Gentlemen, welcome to Transforming Health.
Thanks, Brad. Great to be here.
Thank you. Well, let's get right into this, and I want to start with you, Ty. I want to start with the way cancer is being treated in this day and age. There's really what we call the big three. And, you know, why, first of all, tell us what these big three are when, you know, if somebody was diagnosed with cancer and they go to see a specialist in that arena, which is called an oncologist the majority of the time, you know, they're going to be probably prescribed one of these big three. Why do you think, or tell us about the research out there that shows that these really may not be the way to go, and they could actually cause, in many cases, sometimes more harm than the good that they're supposed to cause?
Sure, yeah, the big three, when you speak of the big three, at least when I speak of the big three, especially in the book, it's radiation, surgery, and chemotherapy are the typical protocols that a conventional oncologist will prescribe once somebody's diagnosed with cancer. Those are typically the only treatments that you're going to have an option to get. And unfortunately, as you kind of alluded to in your question there, research and studies have shown that each of those has problems in causing cancer. I mean, there's, you know, radiation from CAT scans is shown to cause tens of thousands of cancers every year. Chemotherapy, because of the fact that it is immunosuppressive, it kills your immune system. It has been shown in many instances to actually cause more cancers than it treats. And then surgery, the problem with surgery is that you're not only potentially spreading the cancer into the blood system, in the bloodstream so that it can metastasize, but you're really only treating the symptom of the problem, which, when you have surgery, you know, you're typically going to cut out the tumor, but the tumor and cancer is not really the problem. The problem is what you alluded to earlier as well, that you have a fundamentally different cellular metabolism that is caused by a variety of factors. You've got a compromised immune system, and those are the factors that have caused the cancer. And so when you cut out the tumor, you really only alleviated the symptom of the problem, but you haven't actually treated the source of the cancer.
Okay, but Ty, let's just, you know, for argument's sake, there are many people who are listening to the show today that this is going to be news to them, because most people put all of their faith, and I'm talking about 101% of their faith, in their, you know, practitioner, their medical doctor. They go to the doctor, they're frightened to death when they get a diagnosis of cancer, probably one of the scariest things anybody could ever hear.
Sure.
And most of the time, they're given a very short window to, you know, to make a choice in whatever therapy. But as you mentioned, they're usually only given one of those three therapies. So
sure.
Do doctors know how dangerous some of these therapies are? I mean, surely a doctor is not going to prescribe something that they're going to outright know is going to hurt or possibly maim or kill somebody.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. It's kind of hard to answer that because it's such a general question about, do doctors know? I mean, I know some doctors know, sure, because I receive regular emails from doctors that have been diagnosed with cancer that know that chemo, radiation, and surgery are not the way to go, and are actually asking me what I recommend for them. So, sure, those doctors know. Now, the doctor that may be prescribing it to you, or the doctor that has not been exposed to the harm that some of these treatments can cause, they may not be aware of it. I mean, unfortunately, doctors can only share with their patients what they've learned. And what they've learned in medical school, specifically regarding cancer treatments, is wrong. Now, not to generalize medical schools as being bad, because you learn a lot of good in medical schools. But specifically in cancer treatment, the protocols that they've been taught are not working.
So you're saying the information is outdated, it's archaic.
It is. It
okay.
Is.
So the question remains, what would you say to the people that have either undergone something like chemotherapy? There's a lot of people that are alive right now that have undergone chemotherapy that may say to you or I, hey, chemotherapy saved my life. What do you say to those people?
Brad, this is Al. To follow up what he was saying is, I think a lot of times as well, what we found in the experience is that you don't know what you don't know. So a lot of these doctors, they've only been through a certain experience in their lives. It's the reason why, we might have some mechanics that fix our car that are better than others. Doesn't necessarily mean one was any better, but their experiences dictate a lot of what they do. So when you go to a specialist, you want to ask them the questions. So that's where we really focus on the education of the individuals, their family members, that you ask questions and that you get off that.
So what questions would you recommend somebody going to their doctor, having this grim diagnosis, what would you want to ask your doctor before just undergoing whatever therapy they're recommending, such as chemotherapy or radiotherapy?
You ask them, how much experience have you had in my cancer specifically? What treatments specifically have you used, and what is your success rates in those treatments and the side effects of those things?
And do you think they're going to have the answer? And if they do, do you think they're going to be honest with that answer?
Well, I think it's always the, when you look somebody square in the eye and you're talking to somebody about cancer and their life, you can see it. You'll know it. You'll feel it. It's the reason why some of the doctors that we associate with are the ones that can answer those hard questions. They're going to look you straight in the face, and they're going to tell you. They're not going to go off on some tangent about something. They're going to say, hey, this is what you're up against. And the ones that are going to say, this is what my experience brings to you. It may not be the end-all, be-all, but it's what I know. And
right.
Basically
what I had asked you just before Al came in, what do you say to those people that truly believe they've been helped by these conventional therapies?
What I typically tell people, and because I do get those emails, and I also get emails on the other side of the coin from loved ones who said that the chemotherapy had killed their loved one, but unfortunately, chemotherapy when it is injected into your body, it does kill the cancer cells. So I won't dispute that. That is the purpose of the chemotherapy. Unfortunately, the chemotherapy is not selectively toxic to those cancer cells, and so it also kills healthy cells, especially your immune system cells,
right,
that are manufactured in your bone marrow. So you may have somebody that's alive today that attributes their success, quote-unquote, in their cancer treatment to the chemotherapy. But what I would recommend to them is, thank God you're alive.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what you attribute your success to. At this point, what you need to do now is boost your immune system with an incredible immune-boosting supplement. And there's a lot of them out there, because what your chemotherapy has done, while it may have killed your cancer cells for now, it has also devastated your immune system. So please get to work on boosting your immune system.
So it's almost like robbing Peter to pay Paul in the body at a cellular level. I think a lot of people really don't understand the damage caused by radiation. And that's, radiotherapy is radiation being targeted within the body, but it's not 100% selective. And that's why, a lot of women who undergo radiotherapy for breast cancer, for instance, end up having mass destruction to their skeletal system, their lungs, their heart. Really, what's the payoff at the end of the day?
Well, I think you brought up a great point. Your immune system. Again, by definition, a cancer cell, our bodies develop cancer cells every day. Simply, our immune system recognizes them, takes care of what it does, moves them out of the way. No harm, no foul. At some point, whether what triggered it, we don't necessarily know. We simply know it's multifactorial. Then all of a sudden, the immune system looks at that cell that's a cancer cell and lets it go.
Okay, let's hold that discussion there. We're going to go out for our first break. We're going to come back. All three of you have a story to tell of why you're doing what you're doing today and why you have the passion behind you. And we are talking about stepping outside the box today when we're looking at cancer and alternative therapies. Ty Bollinger is my guest, Al Sanchez Jr., Gary Mattson. We will be right back with more of Transforming Health. Do not go anywhere.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie and Todd Allen. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie and Todd Allen bring you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, if you're just tuning in, we're discussing cancer today, and more importantly, why we don't seem to be winning this war on cancer. And by, this is the exact same war that was first declared by President Nixon in 1971. I mean, give me a break. Do you not think we've pumped enough money into this war on cancer that we should have some answers? It turns out that the real war is being fought against alternative cancer treatments, and many of which seem to hold a lot more promise than the toxic mainstream treatments, which often cause irreparable damage to the very bodies that they are supposed to heal. And by the way, I know this too well. There are too many individuals that are not being prepared for the amount of damage that is occurring in their body. You know, I've interviewed many people who have undergone various cancer therapies or so-called cancer therapies on the show, and many of them will tell you that, geez, they really wish their doctors would have prepared them a little more for the onslaught against their own bodies. Cancer patients deserve to know what goes on behind the scenes instead of just being frightened to death into believing that they have no other option than to choose a conventional approach that has been recommended by the very people they're putting all of their trust in. How many times have we all heard stories about a cancer patient that was told by their oncologist that if they did not undergo surgery or radiotherapy or chemotherapy immediately, that they would die? They had no other option. Why are so many cancer specialists not willing to consider that there are other alternative treatments available that do show incredible promise? That, you know, that really is the million-dollar question of today's show. And once again, to help us uncover the lies and the truth behind cancer options, please welcome Gary Mattson, the Senior Consultant Director of Practitioner Services for A-Mark Enterprises, Al Sanchez Jr., the CEO of A-Mark Enterprises, and Ty Bollinger, cancer researcher and the author of an incredible book called Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Now, gentlemen, you all have stories of what inspired you to try to help others learn about all of these alternative therapies. And Gary, I want to start with you. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you trying to get all this information out to help as many people as possible? Because I personally, when my cousin was just diagnosed with a very aggressive form of breast cancer, I gave you a call, and I had never met you before, and you spent as much time as I needed on the phone, and I said, hey, Gary, is there any way you could talk to my cousin and just help her learn about some alternative therapies? And I think you spent over an hour on the phone with a person you never even knew before. Why do you do this?
Thank you, Brad. I do that every day. It's a passion for me because I've lost so many members of my family with cancer. I lost my dad in 1980 with colon cancer, my sister in 1993 with acute leukemia, and then in 2000, my wife, Joyce, we were just coming up on her 40th wedding anniversary. She was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer, a glioblastoma. She was inoperable. In trying to do a biopsy, they paralyzed her, and it was all downhill from there. Someone with that diagnosis that's inoperable have about 4 months to live. My oldest son is a family practice physician here in San Diego where we live. He got the best surgeon. He got the best oncologist, the best radiologist. And they did chemo. They did radiation, gamma knife. We knew nothing about alternative medicine. We were really ignorant, as he was pretty well ignorant of it, too. And in 4 months, they gave her 2 weeks to live. A dear friend begged me to consider poly-MVA, and we really...
Oh, okay, Gary, let's just stop there. What is poly-MVA, first of all? Because, most people listening are, poly, what the heck is that?
It's a supplement that's a wonderful proprietary formula of minerals, vitamins, and amino acids. 30 years of research to create this compound. Dr. Mel Garnett of Long Island did much of his research at Stony Brook, New York State University. They're at the Incubator Laboratory. And after 30 years, and it was interesting because he was trying to find something that could target stage 4 cancer. And finally, after 30 years of trying thousands of different combinations, this particular combination was successful in destroying the tumor cells in the laboratory. We heard about this, so we put my wife on it, and immediately she felt better. She had some movement. She'd been partially paralyzed. Some of that went away. We had so much hope. And our radiation oncologist hung with us. All the others, our regular oncologist, just basically fired us because she thought we were being really ridiculous to try an alternative.
Even though theirs wasn't working and she was diagnosed.
And she had nothing more to offer. Nothing.
Right.
But the radiation oncologist did the MRIs. And he was astounded because after 2 months on poly, the tumors were stable. And this type of tumor has been known to double every 10 days, 10 to 14 days. So he said, hey, this is amazing. Keep it up. Well, we thought we were winning the battle. And what happened is a couple months later, when we were ready to go in for the next follow-up MRI, she had a grand mal seizure. So we knew we were in trouble. We finally got her through that, and we had the MRI, and he said, this doesn't make any sense. The original tumors are all necrosis, which I've never seen happen before, but a tumor has invaded her brainstem, and that one's growing out of control. And he said, I don't understand how this product is not able to stop that one also. A month later, we lost her. And it didn't make sense to us. We had a chance to talk with Dr. Stephen Sinatra, who here in the States is one of the leading cardiologists.
Yeah, very famous.
You know him. He's embraced.
Sure.
He's also embraced the best of alternatives and become a real advocate for poly-MVA. And so we asked him, what's your take on this? And he said, Gary, the brainstem has poor blood flow and poor absorption. So I think that's why Polly was now able to get in there adequately to stop that tumor. And so we asked him, what could we have done? And he said, I think if you had added CoQ10, because it's so great for the, you know, the cardiovascular system. That would open up the area.
Well, it's all about creating more of an oxygen atmosphere. And, you know, cancer cells are hypoxic. They use a very, very low amount of oxygen. They cannot survive in a high oxygen environment. Al, let me move this over to you for a second, because you're the CEO of A-Mark Enterprises that distributes and makes this incredible product called PolyMVA. How did you get involved with this? What's your story?
My story goes back, similar in a sense of Gary with a history of it. It started with my mother, who passed away of colon cancer in 1972, and then again cancer that took my sister. So it was something that my father had looked into through the course of his life, and then I came involved after my sister passed away, because that really, I was only 3 years old when my mother passed away, so I don't really recall the situation or the events or how everything was, but when Tina passed away, that really redirected my life, and I said, you know, seeing what she went through and her whole process, and, you know, at first you get angry at the medical establishment. You think they could have done something better, and at the same time you go, you know what, they're people too, and I don't believe they don't intend to do harm like some of these oncologists. They just don't know.
That's right.
Right. So why PolyMVA for you?
Say that again?
Why PolyMVA? Why are you so passionate about this product?
Well, primarily, we've seen such dramatic effects like nothing else out there. When my father began looking for these various integrative treatments and complementary treatments, you know, it doesn't have to be one or the other. It simply says, how can we expand the toolbox so that we can better fix what, you know, when we come across things? So, and when we kept over the years, and you'd put poly and you'd combine it with this, you combine it with that, it stood out like, you know, a shining star that says, wow, whatever this stuff is doing, it's really a core value to a cancer patient.
Okay,
and so
now,
we learned about it.
Before we go to the next break, I want you to give out information where people can get more information on this PolyMVA, whether it's in the States or Canada. Do you have a website? What's the best way for people to learn more about PolyMVA?
The simplest way is, of course, the day of today would be the internet. So if you simply go to polymva.com, that's P-O-L-Y, M as in Mary, V as in Victor, A as in Apple.com. You'll find our contact information. You'll find information links. You'll find doctor. You'll find medical write-ups. You'll find case histories.
Okay. So all the information is there. Ty, I just want to move to you for a second, because your story, that when I first had you on my show, and, you know, I got this book, this big book called Cancer, Step Outside the Box, and, you know, I had actually even done a testimonial for you, a video testimonial, where I said, you know, I wish I had this box when my own parents were going through cancer, especially my mother. Now, you have a similar story to me. Just tell that story quickly, and then I want to get your take on this PolyMVA before we go to break.
Sure, yeah. My story is basically what got me into this cancer business, I guess you say, the helping people business, is my parents. Both died of cancer. I lost both granddads, a grandmom, uncle, and a cousin, seven close family members within 7 years. And at that point, I decided to midway through that, I began researching and began to learn about natural, non-toxic treatments for cancer. And when mom died, she was the last of them to die. I said, I need to put this into a book so that people can have the benefit of my research, and then when they are diagnosed, they'll at least have the information in their hands so they can make a good decision, whether it be that they want to go with the big three, or they want to go alternative, or they want to combine them.
Sure.
At least they'll have the knowledge.
And what do you think? Have you heard about this PolyMVA that Gary and Al are talking about?
Yeah, I have. As a matter of fact, my book is on its fifth edition right now, and next edition, the sixth edition, will probably be out end of this year, and I will be including a chapter on PolyMVA in its fantastic supplement. Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be incredible. You're listening to Transforming Health with Brad King. We've got three incredible guests today. We're talking about cancer and really stepping outside the box and looking at alternative therapies. We're going to get into, I want to ask Ty when we get back, some of the most advantageous of those therapies besides poly that he's come across. And then let's really open up the discussion about what we're doing about cancer, even in the mainstream today. And what about, I want to get your take on some of these foundations, these cancer money-raising foundations, do you think they're a good thing, or do you think they're just there to take the money? We'll be right back with more of Transforming Health after these messages.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living The Vital Life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to the second half of Transforming Health. Rarely have I done a show I believe as important as this one today. You know, there's evidence that there are literally hundreds of alternative cancer treatments that are available, most of them alternative. A handful are believed to be highly effective with really minimal or any damage, unlike their conventional counterparts. So the question is, why have the majority of cancer patients who are faced with making a life or death decision, how come they've never heard about them before? Or worse yet, why are they immediately shot down by the medical professionals when someone questions their efficacy? Let me ask you this question. If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening illness like cancer, would you not want to explore more than one option? The majority of the medical establishment is against. They are against alternative cancer treatments because, for the most part, they're taught to believe that disease can only be treated through surgery or drugs. This is one of the main reasons most doctors are convinced that the only viable treatments for cancer are chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. It's not as if doctors are out to get us or they're trying to intentionally harm us, but our belief systems absolutely do define us. So if a doctor is only recommending a conventional medical approach to cancer treatment, why do you think the reason is? It's because he or she believes that this is your only option. There's really nothing else we can think about because, once again, they're not out to harm us. At least we certainly hope not. Today we are having a round table discussion on cancer and alternative therapies that hold the greatest promise in the war against cancer. Joining me are three people who have a lot to say in this matter. Gary Mattson, the senior consultant and director of practitioner services for AMARC Enterprises. That's a primary worldwide distributor of PolyMVA, which we spoke about in the first couple of the first show or the first couple of segments. Al Sanchez Jr., former college instructor and entrepreneur, current CEO of A-Mark Enterprises, and a friend of mine, Ty Bollinger, cancer researcher and author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Ty, I want to talk about one of the one of the things that really got my attention when I first read your book was this questionnaire that was given to a very prestigious university in Canada, actually in Montreal, called McGill University, where they actually questioned 64 oncologists to see if they would personally do their own therapies that they were prescribing. Can you tell the listeners about this?
Yeah, it was a study that was done almost two decades ago in Montreal at McGill Cancer Center, which is, as you said, a very prestigious cancer clinic in Canada. And they discreetly surveyed 64 of the oncologists there and just asked them, you know, if you or a loved one were diagnosed with cancer, would you submit to chemotherapy? Would that be your choice of treatment? And of the 64, 58 of them, which is 91%, said no. So to me, that's telling. It's telling that the folks that are prescribing these treatments for their patients, if it were to come to them, they really know that these treatments are toxic and they're not going to work, because 58 of 64 wouldn't do it themselves.
Yet these regular trained oncologists cannot. They're not allowed to go and recommend alternative therapies.
No, they'll lose their job. A lot of them will lose their job, and so they're really. I feel for them because they're caught in between a rock and a hard place.
That's unreal. Now, we were talking about this incredible product called PolyMVA. Gary, you had mentioned you wanted to give the number to your Canadian distributor.
Yes. As you know, there are customs problems shipping from the States into Canada. And so we now have a wonderful distributor, PolyMVA Canada, that where folks can call and order. The 800 number is 800-511-8371. And the local number is 250-862-8895. And then we can help you here from San Diego with, you know, counseling and questions and so forth. So we work closely together.
Okay. Ty, let's move it right back to you. I want to talk about some of these other cancer therapies that, because you've put together this compendium. I mean, it's unbelievable the size of this book. But, you know, obviously, when people are faced with life or death situations, they've got to make a decision relatively quick. And, you know, unfortunately, this is what happened to my cousin. When I spoke to her, she was scared, like so many other people. And it's not that she wanted to undergo anything like chemotherapy. It's that she truly did believe she had no other option. Now, you know, she was one of these people that was willing to incorporate alternative therapies with something like chemotherapy. But, you know, what have you found to be the most promising? Because let's face it, there are thousands of alternative therapies out there, and there are also people that will tell you alternative therapies do not work because they've tried them and they have not worked for them. But which alternative therapies have they tried?
Sure. And you know, one thing you have to be wary of when you hear somebody say, "I tried it and it didn't work."
Right.
Well, that's sure. They may have tried one alternative therapy. We don't know which one that was, and we don't know what they were eating. We don't know what toxins they were exposed to. We don't know if they ever detoxed their body.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if they did anything to supplement their immune system. So there's a whole, you know, plethora of unanswered questions when somebody says that. You know, it's like you know, somebody going underwater and saying, I tried to breathe, but I just couldn't. Well, if you're underwater, you couldn't breathe.
Exactly.
And so you don't really know what any of the other questions were. But in the book, you know, what I've tried to do with these treatments is just to try to summarize the best treatments that I've researched so that people can have that knowledge. Because as you mentioned, your cousin, you know, when you are faced with a cancer diagnosis, you're overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed, and you know, your heart of hearts wants to go and trust your doctor to tell you the truth and to heal you. And so the purpose of this book is to give you some supplemental information that maybe you can share with your doctor. And he may laugh at you, he may not, but at least you'll be empowered with this knowledge. But there, the best cancer treatments that I've found are the ones that not only selectively toxic to the cancer cells, but they also concurrently build your immune system, because you have to have both of those. There's some treatments that might kill a cancer cell, like chemotherapy.
Right.
Okay, those kill cancer cells. Chemotherapy does not build your immune system. That's why it doesn't work well, because you're going to succumb to cancer later.
Exactly.
treatments like Life One, which is in my book, is an incredible immune supplement that that targets cancer cells, but it also boosts the immune system. That's why poly-MBA is such a good treatment. And I can say that because I'm not selling it. I'm just a little average schmuck out here that wrote a book. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not selling the stuff. So what I can say about poly-MBA, the reason it works well is because it's an immune booster that also targets cancer cells. Many of the best treatments have to do both. You have to not only kill the cancer, you have to treat the symptom of the cancer, which is a compromised, or you not only have to treat the symptoms, but you have to treat the cause of the cancer. I got that backwards there, the cause of the cancer,
right,
which is a compromised immune system. So if you don't have a treatment that not only kills the cancer but also treats the compromised immune system, it will not work long term.
You know, here's something, and I want any of you to chime in on this. When someone very, very close to me had just passed away and he was diagnosed with a very advanced form of colon and lung cancer right around Christmas time, and I'll never forget walking into the hospital and seeing him, and he had this big smile on his face, and he had his, he had his synthetic Jell-O and his commercial-bought milk and his cheese slices in the plastic, and he said, "Brad, I have some great news. The dietitian told me that I could eat whatever I want because it doesn't affect my present condition."
Uh-huh.
And I thought, how sad is that? That's as close, for me, that's as close to malpractice as you can possibly get by saying nutrition has nothing to do with the outcome of actually being able to heal your body, or for that matter, being able to experience a disorder or a disease like cancer. Any of you guys, what's your take on this?
Yeah, Brett, I mean, that's a great point, and it gets just to show what lack of education and knowledge that they have for anyone, for that matter, anytime, whether you're sick, whether you have a simple cold or the flu, and simply say that nutrition does not somehow impact either the way you feel or your physical, your actual strength, your endurance. I mean, come on, you know, is chicken soup going to cure the common cold? No, but it sure makes you feel a whole lot better, doesn't it?
Good point.
And it only costs 59 cents for a can, versus if you go to the doctor, it's going to be a $150 bill. So it underlines a very basic issue when you have the financial structures, as we do, that are set up both in the U.S. and in most Western countries. When it's driven by dollars, cancer is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Sure it is.
You want to come
sure
take away someone's, you know, you get into a whole area of discussion that we're going
to
time
disease
for. But
is
the point being is that
not to,
you know,
be subsidized by the government.
Exactly. So when, you know, let's think about health. Let's think about it very simply, very logically. Nutrition in your body, number one.
Okay,
you combine
no,
that
what
with,
I talk
you combine
about
that
quickly.
With great supplementation and things.
People,
even better.
People do not die from cancer. They don't die from AIDS. They die usually from a wasting condition caused by those diseases, which is cachexia, where they lose a tremendous amount of lean body mass. They really have nothing more to support their body. So any way in which we can allow the body to hold on to as much of that lean mass as possible is going to allow for a much better outcome from these disorders. So, Ty, do you talk about that in your book?
Yeah, I actually do. I talk about cachexia, the cachexia cycle. And there's actually a really good treatment for cachexia, which is really the wasting syndrome when your body basically just, I guess in layman's terms, starts to digest itself and you waste away. And it was formulated, it's called hydrazine sulfate, formulated by actually a NASA scientist named Dr. Joseph Gold. So I do talk about that. And hydrazine sulfate actually is a drug, but it actually works very well stopping in its tracks the cachexia cycle. Another thing that works extremely well, which is not politically correct to talk about, but I'm going to talk about it anyways, is hemp. THC in hemp, marijuana, works exceptionally well at stopping the wasting cycle, the cachexia cycle, and allows cancer patients to, you know, generate an appetite, and has saved, you know, tens of thousands of people that I've read about.
Right.
With using medicinal marijuana. I mean, I'm not talking about somebody going out and smoking and getting high.
Oil. Right, medicinally speaking. A couple of other things I want to just mention. I wrote a paper on this a while ago on omega-3 fatty acids, the activated EPA and DHA, so really high-quality, molecularly distilled fish oils, perhaps krill oil with natural astaxanthin. These can actually stop some of the wasting syndromes. And also anything that boosts the natural antioxidant inside the cells, which is called glutathione, and only certain whey proteins can help to do that. We actually put one out called a high alpha whey protein, which is phenomenal for helping to raise very important antioxidants in the cell. People can get more information on that at awakenyourbody.com. That's high alpha whey protein. I'm Brad King. We are having this incredible discussion on cancer. Step outside the box. We'll be right back with our three guests right after these messages.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to the final segment of Transforming Health in this roundtable discussion on cancer and alternative therapies that hold the greatest promise in the war against cancer. Please welcome back Gary Mattson, Al Sanchez Jr., and Ty Bollinger. And Gary, I thought we would start off because we spoke quite a bit about this incredible product called PolyMVA that seems to really be making an impact with people that are diagnosed with cancer. And also, first off, can you use PolyMVA and has it been used with people that are actually undergoing conventional so-called therapies? I don't like to call them therapies, but so-called therapies like chemotherapy or radiation.
Yes, the latest research is showing that patients that are on high-level antioxidants like PolyMVA handle the chemo and the radiation much, much better. We've had women not even lose their hair. And it isn't that we recommend chemo or radiation, but many people are bound to do that. And so the poly is able, because what happens is, you talked about oxygen, and Al can perhaps comment on this also, but poly takes oxygen into healthy cells, so it nurtures them, supports the immune system. It goes in and damaged cells and is able to donate an electron to the damaged DNA, and then it floods the cancer cells with oxygen and begins the process of apoptosis.
Apoptosis is cellular suicide, just for the people maybe that have never heard of that before.
Some of our doctors call it the world's first natural chemotherapy because of the way it works, but it does no harm, only good.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Here you have people that are scared. They take a conventional approach. They do chemotherapy. They find out about PolyMVA. They go. They take it. Maybe they take it in conjunction with their physician, because there are some, obviously, physicians out there, actually many, that are using this in their practices. And all of a sudden, they don't make it, right? Maybe they're too far along. They die. aren't you worried about people normally blaming the poly-MVA or the alternative cancer therapy on why they didn't make it?
We make it very clear to them. We can't, it isn't a, you know, we can't guarantee a cure, but we do believe that it will help support them. It will help them to deal with their cancer in a much better way. So we make no false promises.
Al, what about the doctors? And many of them will tell you, do not take any vitamins, don't take any antioxidants if you're undergoing chemotherapy, because it's going to diminish the value of what that chemotherapy is bringing to the table.
Well, they haven't read the latest research. There are five research studies that have been published by the National Institutes of Health, and all five of them say that and prove that patients on high-level antioxidants fared so much better. It not only protected their healthy cells, it made the chemo and the radiation more effective.
So how powerful as an antioxidant is poly-MVA?
Al, you want to speak to that?
Well, I think it underlines a very fundamental approach in general. So when you mention the word antioxidant, okay, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin C, alpha-lipoic acid, there's coenzyme Q10. So you get these blanket statements to say antioxidants. Okay, which antioxidants? The water-soluble ones, the fat-soluble ones? What do they exactly do? Some have interactions with other things. Sure, that's understandable. But to make a blanket statement that antioxidants are not going to be helpful, no, it's not true. So in its effectiveness, it's unique. What's so unique about poly is the fact that as an antioxidant, it protects because it absorbs free radicals, those little extra electrons or energy particles that are going to do harm to our cells.
Right.
That normally our body
and are a known cause of cancer.
Well, of just degenerative disease in general. So,
right.
For example, and I don't like to pick on smokers, but they give me a great example that says when you look at someone who smokes a lot, which induces a lot of oxidative stress, free radicals in their system, look how quickly their skin ages, their nail color turns, they're just not as healthy because their cells are breaking down. Now, granted, we can't stop that. It's a normal process of life.
So how does poly help?
Well, what poly will here's where poly has a double benefit. So simply than taking an antioxidant and quenching a free radical, which is a great thing, or getting that from eating healthy, which is a wonderful thing, the palladium-lipoic complex, which is the key molecule in poly-MVA, will not only quench that free radical, absorb it, and now donate it back to the cell like Gary talked about earlier. And what does that create? It creates oxygen. It creates energy. It drives directly to what's known as the ATP process of all our cells. And whenever you get healthy cells generating normal energy process, that's the basic difference between what a cancer cell does and a healthy cell does.
Okay, Al, here, final question, because we only have a couple of minutes left. Can healthy
sure.
people, is there any advantage for myself, for instance, to supplement with poly-MVA?
Oh, definitely. Simply from a half a teaspoon a day. I give it to my entire family, my three young boys. They've had it since they were in utero. My dog, myself. Simply half teaspoon a day, typically for the average 150-pound person. My children get an eighth of a teaspoon a day. And so because of the history of colon cancer in my family, so I take it for multiple reasons. Not
you take it as a preventative. Ty, I did promise the listeners that we'd get to this. And you know, what about the major foundations that raise money for cancer research? Have you looked into where the money is actually going? Do you support the majority of these foundations?
I personally don't because, the money's going in. I mean, look at the salaries of the like, for instance, the American Cancer Society's president's salaries, $2.4 million this year. Okay,
right.
That's a lot of the money's going into support their board and their executives. A lot of money's going into figure out bigger and better drugs to treat cancer, better chemos, which I'm opposed to. So no, I don't support those. I mean, the whole nature of the cancer machine is counterproductive to
make more money.
Yeah, I mean, it's to make more money, but they don't want to find a cure, in my opinion, because if they were to find a cure for cancer, it would knock out the revenues. I mean,
exactly.
In my opinion, they're a money-generating machine.
Yeah, and there have been some whistleblowers, some top-level executives and physicians and researchers, you know, from some of these foundations that have actually even written books about, just the discrepancies and how ridiculous these things really are, that the money really doesn't go, the most part, to where we think it goes.
No. Yeah.
Do you guys, Gary, Al, do you feel the same way?
Oh, definitely.
So it's not something if somebody came to your door for, to raise money for cancer, what would you say to them?
I'd ask them the specific question, how much of the dollars that I donate
right.
go directly to the end user patient to either pay for their protocol or to help, you know, what's your charges? You know, because they know it. It's in their budget. It's in their overhead of every dollar that they get. How much of it actually goes to families and end users to help them along?
Okay. Listen, guys, we only have a little over a minute. I want to know, do you have any words of wisdom for those who like to discuss or would want to discuss any of these options with their physician? You know, what do they say? Where do they start?
We provide a list on the FACR Foundation that we work with that prints out those questions. And we say, you know, use the information. Don't rush. Take your time. Make a sound decision. Be with it. And if you don't feel good about the decision you're making, then don't do it.
Okay.
No decision
Once
you make,
again,
whether
I want to get in the information. We have Ty Bollinger with us. The book is Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Ty, how can people find you?
Just go to my website, cancertruth.net.
Cancertruth.net. Gary and Al, if people want more information on this product you've been talking about, PolyMVA, in the U.S. and Canada, how do they find out?
PolyMVA.com and PolyMVA for the number four, patients.com is the patient's website.
Okay, and then you said you had a number in Canada as well.
Yes, so the 800 number is 800-511-8371. In the States, it's 800-960-6760.
Okay, guys, listen, unbelievable show. Thank you so much. We've got to do this in the future again. Gary Mattson, Al Sanchez Jr., Ty Bollinger, the book once again, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I'm Brad King. If you have not done so, go into Facebook and please like the page Transforming Health with Brad King, and you can find out all of the updates that we're going to have with these incredible guests coming on Transforming Health. Guys, thank you so much for doing what you do and obviously continue to do it.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate
it. Our privilege.
Take care, guys.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.